This summer, Iowa Public Radio's talk shows Talk of Iowa and River to River are examining Iowa's correctional system, where it succeeds, where it fails, and what's unique about it here in Iowa. With me is Charity Nebbe, the host of Talk of Iowa. She can be heard weekday mornings on IPR at 10 o'clock. Charity, welcome.
Thank you very much, Clay.
So how do you tackle such a big issue like Iowa's correctional system?
Well, actually, this is something that we on the talk show team have been talking about doing for about 3 years. And we were worried that we didn't have enough resources, didn't have enough producers to work on it. So we finally this summer decided to take the plunge. We felt like we had the right people on the job and that we could really do it right this year. So when we started to decide what we were going to cover, we had so many topics that we were considering. We had a whole page full of topics that we could do talk shows on. We knew that throughout the series, we wanted to be able to take people inside Iowa's prison system and really show them and allow them to understand what's going on in Iowa's prisons, because that's a kind of vantage point most of us don't get. So Ben Kiefer has been to the facility in Oakdale, Iowa. That's in Coralville. And I went to the women's prison in Mitchellville. So we have an insider's perspective. We knew we didn't want to forget the perspective of victims and their involvement with corrections. We knew we wanted to talk about community corrections. And there's just been a lot to talk about.
Last week, there was a very powerful interview with Linda Sorensen. She was on Talk of Iowa. She's the mother of a 17-year-old who was raped and murdered the night of her prom. Linda recounted what it was like to find the body of her daughter, the emotions she felt, and then 10 years later, she met the killer face to face. Here's what she said on the show.
I don't think anybody can really prepare until you actually are there, you know, with all the prep we did ahead of time. You never know what you're going to feel or anything when you walk in the door. But when he came in, I always kind of pictured this monster. And when he came in, the mask of the monster came off, and I had to see him as a human being.
You then spoke with Mary Roach, the director of Victim and Restorative Justice Program. She organizes communication between victims and offenders. Is this kind of program unique to Iowa? And then what kind of service does this provide?
The program is not unique to Iowa, and I really don't have any expertise about the programs in other states, but I can tell you that it's been a program that has really been developing over the past 2 decades, really, in Iowa, and particularly in the past decade. There's a lot of innovative stuff going on in Iowa's correctional system, and this is one of those programs. Linda Sorensen, when she was on the show, she talked about what kinds of services were available to her and her family when her daughter was murdered back in 1989, and there was really nothing available for them. They went through this horrific trial, and then there was nothing. She started looking for support groups. She started making phone calls, and she created her own support network, and eventually Iowa's correction system hired her to do this for other victims. So she has been one of the leaders in creating these programs. Mary Roach has also been helping to develop all of these programs for victims. And, you know, on a basic level, victims can call in and they can say, you know, where is this offender right now? They get notified when someone leaves prison. They know the information that they really want to know. But Mary Roach also oversees an apology bank. So if an offender wants to write an apology to a victim or a victim's family, they can do that. However, the victim or victim's family doesn't ever need to see it. That letter is held there until they have an interest in seeing it. So the correction system isn't pushing anything like that on the victims. And then also this face-to-face meeting opportunity is also something that has really come around.
So where are you going with the series now?
Next up on Talk of Iowa, we're going to talk about community corrections, because of course a lot of people who are involved in corrections never go to prison. After they get out of prison, they continue to be involved in corrections. We're going to talk about community corrections, so probation and parole. Then we're going to talk about parenting in prison. And then the final program of the series is going to be on River to River, and we're going to talk about recidivism, obviously preventing recidivism and what can be done to lower the recidivism rate, which has been happening in very significant ways in Iowa over the past 10 years. And we'll talk about life after prison. What happens to a person when they leave prison?
That's Charity Nebbe, the host of IPR's Talk of Iowa. She, along with River to River host Ben Kiefer, are examining Iowa's correctional facilities all summer. River to River is on at noon weekdays, Talk of Iowa at 10. Charity, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Clay.
Also, if you have firsthand experience with Iowa's correctional facilities, we want to hear from you. Sign up for the IPR Insight Network and lend your expertise and experience to some of our reporting. You can visit our website to sign up. We'll also throw a link up on our Facebook page. It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.